Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. This is episode 37. For the month of April, my mini masterclasses have been exploring ideas and best practices for delivering great customer experience, even amid a challenging business environment. When the going gets tough and morale dips, there's a tendency for businesses to go into survival mode, jump on the defensive, and sideline any work deemed to be non-essential. Unfortunately, this can mean that customer experience gets pushed aside, which can lead to long-term brand damaging effects. So this is actually a time when the organization should double down on its customer-centric strategies, recognizing that these might just need to be adjusted slightly in keeping with the environment. In this episode, I'm going to look at how organizations can strengthen customer-centric culture through their hiring practices. When the economic climate is challenging, businesses might not have as much budget for things like training, but that doesn't mean that they have to take their eye off the ball with fostering a customer-centric culture. Employee turnover is a constant reality in the business world, and as team members move on and new roles are developed, it creates an opportunity to strengthen the alignment between company culture and customer-centric strategy. If you've been pulling hard on that employee training lever and aren't seeing enough of the results that you want to see in terms of culture change, then this episode is for you. As always, if you're out and about while listening to this episode and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. When the going gets tough, it's natural for organizations to look for places they can trim back on their expenses to defend the bottom line. Unfortunately, I often see things like employee training on the chopping block. Obviously, as CX professionals, we need to help leaders understand that these types of cuts might jeopardize the success of future CX strategies. But if you lose that argument and need to look for ways to bolster your customer-centric culture without incurring additional costs, then I suggest reviewing how your organization's hiring practices align to the CX objectives. In reality, this type of culture alignment shouldn't need to wait for a time when the business climate is challenging and budgets are under pressure. But I've chosen to feature it here because it's something that, if you haven't done it already, can be an intervention taken when budgets are tight. The alignment of HR practices to CX strategy is the foundation of customer-centric culture. You can't foster an authentically customer-centric culture if your CX strategy is saying one thing, but the pillars of your HR strategy are driving the organization in another. These two must be aligned, including things like who and how you recruit new team members. In my opinion, this particular step is even more vital to your customer-centric culture than ongoing training. Why? Well, because if you get the right people with the right attitudes and values alignment into your business in the first place, you don't need to spend as much energy on things like soft skills training and mindset change. That's not to say that training and employee engagement don't play an important role. They do, and will also be vital for fostering customer-centric culture among employees who were hired before your organization set out on its customer-centric journey. But what I'm saying is that fostering a customer-centric culture is infinitely easier if you start out with people who are already inclined to this. Aligning your hiring practices to your customer experience strategy boils down to three main things. Firstly, ensure that your role descriptions clearly include the types of skills, behaviors, and expectations that tie the role's responsibilities back to your customer experience strategy. The legwork here starts before the role is even published. Ideally, each department in your organization should have some CX-related KPIs and goals, which should then be cascaded down to the team and individual level. If you haven't defined these, then use this as an excuse to do so. Once there's a clear line between every team or department and your organization's customer-centric goals, then it shouldn't be difficult to make sure that these are baked into each role description and job posting. For example, if your organization is hiring an IT manager, and one of the department's goals is to launch new systems or platforms that enhance customer experience while minimizing negative impact on the journey, then one of the IT manager's responsibilities might be to manage the user experience testing on all platforms, or something like keeping supporting systems below an acceptable error rate. In this case, a skill that you might want to include in the role description would be familiarity with user experience. If this is included in the role description, it will become one of the screening and interview criteria, helping you filter for candidates with the right profile to contribute to your organization's customer goals. Next is to make sure that you screen for culture and values fit. In my interview with Desiree Madison Biggs, the head of CX at Airbnb, we spoke at length about how they've successfully fostered a customer-centric, or more accurately, a community-centric culture. She emphasized that their value screening interviews are an important intervention in making sure they get people with the right mindset joining the team. For Airbnb, these value screening interviews determine a candidate's go-no-go status, even if they have the perfect skills for the job. You can only do this if your organization has defined its values. Most large organizations have, and hopefully in a way that makes it easy to connect the dots between vision, mission, and purpose, and customer-centric behaviors. If your organization hasn't defined how it wants values to come to life through employee behaviors, then that's an important step, and maybe this is an excuse to do so. Once you've defined this, then you're all set up to add something like a situational interview to help screen candidates for values fit. You can do this by asking interviewees how they would react in a particular scenario, or to explain what they've done in the past when faced with some specific situation. For example, you could ask someone how they would respond if they received negative feedback from a customer, or to provide an example of a time they went the extra mile to achieve a customer outcome. Compare what they say against the desired values and behaviors that your organization has defined. If the candidate's values aren't aligned to your organization's culture, it should become apparent fairly quickly. And in that case, the person might be better suited for another organization. Finally, it's important that your recruiting experience be reflective of your brand values and the experience that you want to put out there into the customer ecosystem. Perhaps the person you're interviewing is actually a customer or a prospective customer. If they don't get the job, how would you like the experience to impact their relationship with the brand? Would it cause them to be a vocal detractor, or would it strengthen their brand advocacy? Do you want them to walk away thinking, "I'm sorry that opportunity didn't work out, but wow, I was really impressed with the organization. They were so thoughtful and responsive." Or alternatively, would you like them to walk away thinking, "Geez, what a disorganized and disrespectful place. I'm surprised they can even keep it together for their customers." If you do end up hiring the candidate, you want the recruiting experience to have been a taste for how the brand treats customers and other stakeholders. This might be a tall order, but it's definitely possible. As you can see, it takes time to align an organization's hiring practices to its customer experience goals. If you're sitting there thinking, "But I'm not an HR specialist," then that's okay. As customer experience practitioners, we need to be cross-functional in everything that we do. That means engaging teams like HR to be our collaborative partners as we foster organizational customer centricity. How to engage with these teams is another conversation for another day. But if you'd like some inspiration about how to do this, I'd highly suggest checking out episode 3 of the podcast, which features my interview with Desiree from Airbnb. I'd also recommend episode 21, which includes insights from Marnitz van Heerden of Hollard Insurance about how he's engaged stakeholders across his organization to the extent that they've been able to move from a centralized approach to customer experience to a federated model, where customer experience is effectively owned by all the different business teams. Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested, or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. I'll be back next Thursday with one of my longer format interview shows, like the episodes with Marnitz and Desiree. These longer episodes are published on the first Thursday of each month and designed to make the theory tangible through case studies that will inspire customer experience leaders and show you examples of best practices. Be sure to tune in or subscribe to the show for updates when new episodes go live. Are you keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience? If so, I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professionals Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month. And listeners of the podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll catch you next Thursday, but if you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.